Certainly awesome to have DK back, but we're not going to exhale and think that DK automatically with his presence is going to be a difference or the difference. Football is the ultimate team game. It's going to require a great effort from all parties involved, but certainly excited about doing it with him.
Donnie's Tomlin tidbit. Mike talked for 30-plus minutes today. Donnie picked something out that appealed to him as the ultimate football guy, as a guy who went through the range of emotions live at Acrisure Sunday night, the ecstasy of the win, the agony of defeat, all rolled into one there in the last 5 minutes of that football game.
Something your fiance documented photographically
she
and
did.
Sent to me and said, I thought you'd get a kick out of Donnie living and dying with every
She was sending
every
like
moment.
Voyeur video of you.
No, just pictures of him with like his head.
I had the head in the hands after the likely catch.
The other one was just like him staring very focused. I also respect that Sarah knew enough to know that you and I were doing live TV and therefore we're still awake. I mean, she's sending me texts at like 12:55 at night. Going, I thought you'd enjoy these candid shots of Donnie losing his mind.
What time did you get home from the game on Monday or Sunday? I guess it would have been Monday by then, probably, right?
Honestly, it timed out for us pretty well. I mean, we were both happy because I parked at the casino, had the show there pregame, and we probably hit the casino after the game around, had to be close to midnight.
Because, was that place buzzing?
Yeah, I mean, and I remember like the whole like walk out of the stadium. I remember looking at my phone, and it was 11:45, and we're still on the rotunda, so probably not to the casino until midnight. We got home by like 12:50. I mean, I think that's a pretty.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, to get out of that garage, and you could just tell that people were in such good vibes after that because I was the way I was parked in the casino garage. I kind of had to make a pretty narrow turn. I was on 7th floor, and this guy, like, I'm going to let him go, and he puts his window down. He's just like, hey, man, like, complete that whole turn. I'll block this whole side off. Get out of here, and I'll follow you right out of here.
That's if they lose
an all-time move. Yeah, if that field goal goes in, that's never happened.
Yeah, you're getting the middle finger
in. Yeah, I'm in that garage until 1 a.m.
I used to park on the 8th floor for Kenny. Like, I thought it was like a luck thing.
Please tell me you're kidding. You couldn't waterboard me and get me to admit something like that in public.
Because of the way things ended so horribly here, I'm back on the 7th floor for Ben.
Why don't you go 6th for Bubby?
Can you park on the 6th floor?
Yeah, 6 is the lowest that I think if you're a non-member you can park at.
No, I go to 7.
Well, now you should park on 8 for Rogers.
Yeah, maybe I should actually. I can't start
if
now.
If that casino had a 15, well, because if
it's
you're
a little
going
late for that
if
now.
You're going 8-7, then you're getting 15, which is Kenny's current number with the Raiders. You can't do that. I can't
7.
Believe you just admitted that.
You
on
didn't
air.
Actually do that.
Yes,
that's horrifying.
True. I used to park on 8.
Don't say that
a good
stuff
vibes
out loud.
Thing. I just did.
God, Kenny got turned into a bobblehead on that corner blitz, and
got benched.
Oh my God. Anyway, Donnie.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had Jack pull up the clip about DK Metcalf because that's going to be a big storyline as this week goes on. The Steelers do get DK Metcalf back. They survive the suspension, and now they have their offense at full strength, having the man back, and they had to have some dudes that had already 1 foot in the retirement home step up big on Sunday night. But they do get Metcalf back here.
You know what I will admit about, and I thought Collinsworth made a very good point that I didn't think about or notice when it happened live. That ball to Thielen was obviously probably the best pure throw of Rodgers' whole year.
I still have no clue, by the way, what the safety was doing on that play. If you go back and watch that, he came in like it was a run play, but then he never got back and was just like paralyzed in this no man's land, so there was no threat when Rodgers threw that
in. Yeah, I
think
that's a classic.
Of somebody coming in to either like pick that ball off or bat that ball down.
I think that's a classic. If Kyle Hamilton's out there, how does that play look? We went over this yesterday, but Collinsworth brought this up, man, and I got to give him credit because I hadn't thought of it. And it's definitely something Roman Wilson, who's just desperate to try to make anybody, if he even gets a helmet, like impress them with something. Thielen didn't put his hands up for that ball. And he had Humphrey on him, and Humphrey's a beast still sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes.
I think he kind of sucks.
Sometimes. Well, like, and also punching the ball out and playing the ball at the catch point. I think Humphrey's always been pretty good at that. He's slowed down now, I'll admit. Thielen's hands don't go up until that ball is maybe like 2 feet away from him. And Humphrey is at least savvy enough that he's watching the hands probably. And if it's like a guy putting his, look, hey, I'm open, look. He's probably trying to get his arm up just reflexively. So, like, if you're going to give me that in the context of a win where Thielen puts his hands up about a split second before and he's a sure-handed enough player to catch it, I'll live with it. You better be making three or four of those kinds of plays to the old guys per game, though.
Donnie,
the AARP to Geritol ball.
Do you feel like you've shamed Ray Fittipaldo into going back to Thielen and not sticking with Adam Thielen?
Yeah, but I think Joe and I did the right thing there because that's how you say his name. It's Thielen.
Was he? Oh, yeah, that's right, because he was.
I love Ray, one of the nicest guys ever, but yeah, he kept
saying. He was afflicted with Jim Thome disease.
Yeah, he went Thielen for 2 straight weeks, and Joe and I were like, we got to say something here. Like, the guy's been in the league for 15 years.
The announcers haven't stopped Freiermuth. No one says Muth.
Yeah, and everybody says his last name wrong, but he just doesn't care. I did that interview with him over the summer, and he
said it again.
He said Muth.
It is kind of a pain in the ass to say Freiermuth. That's a lot of syllables, and then you got to hit that.
I think that's why.
Well,
I can be lazy and say Freiermuth.
Is Mueller or Mueller easier to say?
Mueller's easier.
The way we say it, but no, everyone else goes Mueller. Hey, Mueller.
Yeah.
I love when I do interviews and people introduce me and say, what half of Pony and Mueller?
Oh, yeah.
And I will go to great pains to correct them just to make them feel bad for saying.
Do you know what the irony is?
Wrong.
I've been brought, this is also a sign of, like, is this show or host prepared usually? Like, it's a direct correlation between how good is the interview about to be on their end, not on mine. I always try to give my best. If I go on in a city where I've never been on before, I went on in Milwaukee multiple times during the U.S. Open. On the Mason Crosby show, no point Mason Crosby was hosting.
They needed U.S. Open analysis
in
Milwaukee?
No, it was they wanted to talk Rodgers because that was when he had finally announced, you know.
Yeah,
at
all right, that makes
time.
More sense.
But then they were asking me U.S. Open stuff too. Mason Crosby not hosting either time. The guy said 97.3 the fan, I think, both times.
Jeez.
And he called me Chris Mueller both times. And I just like...
And you never stopped to correct him,
no,
huh?
No, I like didn't have the heart to because like he was so enthusiastic and like upbeat. I was like, man, I can't rug pull this guy right now.
You could have just no-sold and said, that's not me. I'm completely misidentified.
I think that Metcalf... I think two things need to happen for Metcalf to get completely in the clear here. I think they either need to win... Or I think he needs to have a big game or both. If they lose and he has a quiet game, I don't think all is forgiven.
You know what he really cannot afford to do that he does a pretty fair amount for a good receiver?
Drop.
Yup.
Yeah, dropsies.
Because also that secondary, especially Stingley, who's as advertised, he's good enough, I think, to take Metcalf completely out of the game. Mm-hmm. I know he's not physically as big, but
well,
he
Alec
plays
Pierce
big.
Went off against him until the refs decided to take him out of the game on Sunday.
I understand that. I also think that Houston was like half paying attention because they were scoreboard watching Jacksonville. So I don't think that was the best you're going to see of Houston or even close to it. Man, they're going to have so few opportunities that when they take deep shots, like quality opportunities, they've got to pay him off. If he gets at all open and drops one like 30 yards down the field, people here are going to freak out and rightfully so.
Some boo birds, maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't think I asked you this yesterday, though. Early on the first touchdown, you could on the radio, you could hear, because I was driving in to get down to TV during when the game was happening. And so I had to rewatch the first like drive for the Ravens, Don. After that busted coverage in TD, you could hear boos. How loud were the boos in the stadium?
They also have the thing where all of the Ravens fans do the thing for Tyler Loop. So you heard some Ravens fans, every time he made a kick, what sounded like boos, because they would all go, Lou.
Yeah, how'd that sound in the last one? Lou, oh my God!
Yeah, it looks like that one.
I can't believe that the guy...
But I know sometimes those got misconstrued for boos, because I had other friends texting me like, man, already booing, and I'm like, no, like that...
So, Donnie had the guy who caught the Loop miss field goal on his show last night. The Steelers in Acrisure Stadium let him keep the ball. I don't know the authentication process with that. I don't. I don't know like how he would be able to prove to them like that it was. It's clearly a ball that was used in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily how he would be able to prove that it was the ball from that play to make sure that, you know, if he put it up for auction, that people would know that that was the ball for sure.
Yeah.
But if he ever did that, I think there's a chance he would get a lot of money for that thing. Because it's one of one.
Define a lot.
I think thousands.
Like, we talking 20,000?
I don't know. It depends. If how the much team, if the team went on a run and that was like the starting point from it,
yeah,
I think it would get a lot. I think if the Immaculate Extension Ball went up for auction, it would get thousands of dollars because there's only one of them. You know, the only ball or the only jersey or the only cleat that was used in this situation. Those things are gold for collectors.
Wait, the Immaculate Reception Ball.
Yeah, I think it's now at Nemecolon.
How much did that go for?
A lot, but it wasn't up for auction. I think
somebody just
eventually the guy that had it for a long time
just sold it. Directly.
Sold it to the Hardy family, and now it's at. He got it for his 100th birthday.
Probably several hundred thousand dollars.
Well, that's a good question.
Joe Hardy, I believe, passed on the morning of his 100th birthday.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way, though. Just even 100.
Yeah, that's almost a flex.
By the way,
you made it to 100.
By the way, just a follow up on something unrelated. So remember how we had a good laugh yesterday about how Steelers Ravens dual citizen Rod Woodson on the call color call in Baltimore, like yelped like a man who felt like this like his real team.
He was like Joe Block in that Colorado series.
Correct.
Loop's kick is on the way. It
he
is
missed
up.
It.
It is no. Good.
He missed it. A guy named Zach has tweeted me because I just said there's no way it wasn't a case of Rod forgetting who he was actually working for. He said, my cousin has met Mr. Woodson and said that when asked about what organization treated him or treats him better as a player and retired player, he mentioned the Ravens treat him way better, hands down. It's not even close, he said.
I mean, isn't Exhibit A for that, he's the Ravens color guy and not the Steelers color guy.
I know, I'm just saying, like, the retired player.
And sadly, because of deaths in the Steelers broadcasting family, those jobs have been open, and he hasn't gotten that job. So, but it sounded like the Steelers, the black and gold in his veins came out in that call.
I know, it's just very funny.
He missed it.
Oh, I got a lot of people. I thought our buddy, like Joey Smeltzer, America's sweetheart, would come out of the woodwork with this. I agree with it. In the like letter of the law, he did step all over the call. That's what a lot of people were mad about.
Yeah,
that stepped on the Jerry Sandusky.
That was a comment I was gonna make.
If I was
Jerry there, I wouldn't be thrilled with that final call of the season, even in a loss. Like, hey, pal, it's my job to let the people know he missed the kick.
I'm with you on that.
God, that's got to be tough.
I'm actually 100% with you on that.
But I think the problem is a lot of color analysts do that, like especially most of them are all former
because they
players
just get
now.
Like so excited.
Yeah, like the Browns guy is not. Nathan, Zagura, right?
Yeah.
He's not a former player. But if you're a former player, I think most of the time you get so into what you're doing and like – I'll give Max Starks credit. They showed the Steelers booth for that, like with him and Rob King. And Rob King calls it. And you can see Max, like, I think knows it's no good before Rob even, like, is able to definitively glean that. And Max shuts up. He doesn't say a word.
It's not the length. It's the girth.
Yeah. That was just saved in there, too.
Just because?